It's Tuesday, June 29th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Another Christian Pakistani has been convicted of blasphemy on false accusations in a local court, this time in the state of Rawalpindi. According to International Christian Concern, the decision against Zafar Bhatti was reached despite new evidence presented by the prosecution. They failed to directly link the defendant with the blasphemous text messages he was wrongfully convicted of sending in 2017. Pakistani Christians hope the case will be thrown out on appeal to the Lahore High Court. The U.S. Supreme Court affirmed transgenderism in a major case involving a girl who wanted to use the boys' bathroom in a Virginia government-funded public school, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The school, located in Republican-dominated Gloucester County, had barred the girl from entering the boys' bathroom, prompting the lawsuit in 2015. Only Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas opposed the court's decision to decline the case. The case also gives conservatives another alarming data point for the jurisprudence of Justices Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, none of former President Donald Trump's three appointees to the Supreme Court are listed as voting to hear the case. Only four justices are needed. And to its shame, Fox News referred to the appellant, the young woman in the case, as a male. The Roman Catholic Church is fracturing over the sin of homosexuality. The National Catholic Register reports on Pope Francis's recent endorsement of a New Ways homosexual conference supporting the sin of homosexuality and homosexual unions. Francis encouraged the coordinators of the conference to, quote, continue this way, end quote, while the U.S. Catholic Church has condemned it. Almighty God has ordered a severe heat wave, or what is called a heat dome, over the Pacific Northwest. Portland, Oregon registered its all-time highest temperature ever, topping out at 112 degrees Fahrenheit over the weekend. Seattle tied a record at 103 degrees Fahrenheit. And British Columbia broke a national high temp record at 116 degrees Fahrenheit, or 46.6 degrees centigrade, on Monday. The death toll in the collapse of the 12-story tower in Surfside, Florida, now stands at 11, with 151 people missing, reports the Miami Herald. This would be the third worst disaster of the last 16 years for the country, topped by the tornado destruction of 2011 and Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Sadly, thus far, there has been no news coverage of President Biden calling for prayer or volunteering prayer. He called it a, quote, tough, tough time, end quote, for Miami-Dade, Florida. By contrast, during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina's devastation, President George W. Bush issued a proclamation on September 8, 2005, calling for a national day of prayer and remembrance for the victims. And on March 30, 1863, the U.S. Senate called for a day of repentance and fasting during the Civil War. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted, quote, many families have been devastated by the building collapse in Surfside. Please pray for these families and their loved ones, end quote. Speaking to these sorts of tragedies directly in Luke 13, verses 4 and 5, Jesus gave a message for all of us. Those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. America came in dead last in a survey of nations concerning media trust. Only 29% of Americans said they trusted the media most of the time. The Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism survey found the most trusted media are located in Finland, the Netherlands, Portugal, Denmark, Switzerland, Kenya, and Brazil, where upwards of 50 to 60% of the populace placed high trust in the media. What is truth? Jesus said, God's word is truth. John 17, verse 17. You can always trust God's word. President Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail. Speaking to a rally in Wellington, Ohio on Saturday, he blasted Biden.
After just 5 months, the Biden administration is already a complete and total catastrophe. I told you, crime is surging, murders are soaring, police departments are being gutted, illegal aliens are overrunning their borders. Gas prices are spiking, inflation is skyrocketing, and China, Russia, and Iran are humiliating our country. Joe Biden is destroying our nation right before our very own eyes.
In Ohio, Trump campaigned for former White House aide Max Miller, who has launched a primary challenge against Representative Anthony Gonzalez, one of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump on a charge of inciting the January 6th attack on the Capitol that left five dead, including a Capitol police officer, reports VOA News. He's a Christian, he's a world champion boxer, and he could be the next president of the Philippines. Manny Pacquiao made the list of possible contenders drawn up last month by the current president, Rodrigo Duterte. The list included Duterte's daughter and son of the late dictator, Ferdinand Marcos. As a member of the Filipino Senate, Manny Pacquiao sponsored a pro-Bible bill establishing the last Monday in January as National Bible Day. Pacquiao said that, quote, "The Bible is the only book we need to discover the foundational truth of how to know and walk with God," end quote. The boxer got in trouble with world media in 2016 for daring to call homosexual marriage, quote, "a sin against God," end quote. Pacquiao has won 12 major world titles in four divisions, and he was the second highest paid athlete in the world in 2015. And finally, to help keep the worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by Friday, July 9th, toward our goal of raising $48,750 by this Friday, July 2nd. 13 new worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Jiska in Zuid Holland, who gave $10, Jacob in Suwan, Georgia, who gave $20, and Courage in Lake Taps, Washington, Karen in Waterford, Wisconsin, Mary in Chaska, Minnesota, and Kendra in Orlando, Florida, each of whom gave $50. We're grateful to God for Summer in Niceville, Florida, Karen in Clarksville, South Carolina, and Matthew in Grafton, Wisconsin, each of whom gave $100. And we're humbled by the generosity of Rick in Elma, Washington, who gave $300, Diana in Colleyville, Texas, who pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, Jill in Poughkeepsie, New York, who gave $500, and David in Hyattsville, Maryland, who pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a gift of $1,200. Those 13 gifts add up to $2,830. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $36,123. In order to hit the $48,750 goal by this Friday, July 2nd, we need to raise $12,627. That means I need to find 10 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and another 5 listeners who will pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. In fact, each of those 5 listeners will be matched dollar for dollar by a generous couple in Minnesota. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.